Senate Bill 33 is a bill that has been in the building. This is its third year. It's its second year in the Senate. It was heard in the Health Committee last year, and it's an extraordinary opportunity. You're going to hear from the LaRochelle family and others about their kind of their journey. And if you were unaware of this before, this is a really interesting thing to hear, that we all are very familiar with the use of dogs for those that are blind. And we recognize the fact that when we see those dogs coming and going, that we assume that they're attached to someone who's blind, and that there's accommodations that are provided to both the user as well as the dog itself. And this has long been a part of our society. And what there's a group out of Ohio and other specialists that have come to recognize the ability that service dogs have, some extraordinary abilities you're going to hear about, that they have to dramatically change the lives of children that suffer from autism and as children as adults, as well as other psychological disorders, things like mental distress from our veterans coming back from serving overseas. And what I was shocked to learn and come to understand is that these dogs aren't allowed the same accommodations that we allow the dogs that help lead the blind. And what you'll also come to hear is that these are extraordinary dogs. They're highly trained, if not more so, than would be a blind guide dog. And so we were successful, very successful, in having this bill leave the Senate, I think unanimously. And we're back here today to try to, you guys can hear their story again and make your own minds up, and we'll try to get this accommodation to occur. So with that, there's many people here to testify.